Thank you for calling Reflections in Gold. Press any key to receive a text from us and start a text conversation right now, or stay on the line and we'll answer your call as soon as we can. This call will be recorded.
Thank you for calling Reflections in Gold. Robin speaking. How can I help you?
Robin, it's Mick. How are you today?
I'm great, honey. How are you?
Now I can't even tell if you're being sarcastic anymore.
Me sarcastic? Who would ever think that for even a minute?
At least the first 5 seconds.
Okay, we'll give you 5 seconds. Which one of them are you looking for?
If available, probably Tony in this case.
I think he was the best bet because I think Kaya just ran out to lunch. But let me, because the dog's pacing back and forth. So
oh.
Let me put you on hold and try to find, chase him down. Hold on.
Thank
one
you.
Second. Sure thing.
Hey, bud. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Can't complain. Things are good.
Bro, you know what? I was going through my TikTok, I want to say, I don't know, maybe 3 minutes ago, because
yeah.
I'm hiring you to run our social media, and we have to remake a TikTok account, and he was explaining why. But I saw that we follow each other, and I didn't realize your name was Michael.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was wild. Kaya's like, what'd you think it was? I don't know, Mitchell or something?
No, honestly, a lot of, a guy that I've worked with for probably 8 years now, literally this week, somehow the subject came up, and he goes, what's your proper name? You know, he's like, Mick is short for something, but what is it? And I went, Michael? And he's like, oh, my God, I never thought of that. He, like, literally,
right?
This is the exact same conversation. I'm like, yeah, and I said, you know, what's funny is there's only one person that's ever called me Mike. He was an elderly, he was my next-door neighbor of the first house that I owned. He's an elderly gentleman, but one of the nicest people you'd ever meet in your life. I mean, he was just sensational. He was like my kid's second grandfather. And, you know, when I met him, he's, you know, I said, my name's Mick, you know, nice to meet you. And he's like, oh, Mike. I was like, no, it's Mick. And he's like, okay, Mike. And I just, because he was such a nice man that I just never corrected him. So I let it go. But he's literally the only person, the only other time that anyone's called me by my proper name is, you know, when, you know, the folks get pissed off at you when you're a kid. You know, I'd hear Michael, and, you know, I knew I was in trouble when I heard that. So, but, yeah, I've always gone by Mick or Mickey.
Yeah, no, it threw me off. I was like, that's crazy. I don't know, I'm Italian. My middle name's Michael. I mean,
sure.
I'm going to change it to Mick now. Anthony, you know, Tony Mick Maggio. You know, and that works for St. Patrick's Day next month.
There you go. whatever entertains you, Tony. So,
there's a lot right now, so.
I remember we had a conversation not that long ago about, you said that you're sending your grandmother to IJO?
All of us.
Oh, you're all going to IJO.
Possibly. I was talking to Grandpa yesterday, and Grandma's not being very upfront on a lot of stuff.
Okay.
And Grandma's having a lot of health issues going on that she's not really telling anyone.
Okay.
So she has a stress test today. Like, so she's got a really bad heart valve right now that they got to go in and redo, like, I guess, what, they put a new valve in,
yeah.
I think it is.
Actually, I've got a jeweler friend of mine, Erickson Jewelers. He's going to miss the IJO show because he's got to have one of those done.
Well, so she's doing the stress test now.
Yeah.
So they're doing the stress test on that, but she also has a really bad infection in her body right now, which we don't know where it came from.
Hmm.
So, it was a UTI, and then it, like, because she spent, like, what, like, 3 days in the hospital about a week ago?
Okay.
So, Grandpa and I were talking between this going on, and then, per usual, the government, bro needs to turn Fox News off, I swear.
Tell you, once you hit like 65, you instantly drop over to Fox News. It's crazy.
Is that what it is?
It seems like it. My stepfather is 77. He was a hippie in the 60s. He's a musician his entire life. I mean, you can't get more liberal than this guy. You can't go into his house, and he is just – he's a Trumpster. All he listens to is Fox News. And I'm like, where the hell did all this – like, he literally, like, did his best to avoid Vietnam. I don't get the swap over, but whatever. I mean, whatever's good for them is good for them. Whatever.
Yeah, no, like, I was talking to my friend, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, like, it's a uniparty. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But he was, his whole thing was, well, the government shut down again, and this, he's like, I don't want to travel if the government is doing that, because I don't want to be stuck in Colorado, because, you know, they're not paying, you know, the FFA, whatever it is.
I don't know.
The government that, like, the part of the government that does, like, all the air traffic and all that stuff.
Oh, FDA. Or, no, not,
yeah.
It's
like FAA,
FCC?
Right?
I don't remember. I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of it.
One of the alphabet agencies that the libertarian me says just dismantle.
Okay, yeah.
So we don't know right now. So I guess we'll figure it out once we know what's going on with the stress test. Because if I know my grandma, and they're like, oh, we can do this now, but it's going to be like this amount of weeks, she'll postpone getting the operation done because she wants to go to the show. And I'm just like, you know, that doesn't sound like a good idea to do, especially if we're going to be in like higher elevations and you're already having a hard time breathing.
Yeah, you may want to talk to the doctor about that specifically, because you are in the higher elevation.
Yeah, you know, so... So I don't know. I know I want to, like, Eric Ottman has been like wanting me to go to, like, I haven't seen him since the fucking Orlando show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
So he's been like, he's like, you need to come, you need to come, you need to come. And I'm like, yeah, I'm coming. And then I always hit him last minute. Psych.
Nice.
Join our JO, prick. I don't know what to tell you.
The last time I saw you, I think we were in Minneapolis.
Other than
visiting the store.
No, it was St. Louis.
You're right. You are right.
Yeah, it was. We did Minneapolis because that was fun, because Kyle Pantis's mom was like so paranoid about the whole thing because of George Floyd and all that stuff. And she made Kyle get in a taxi with her when we were coming back from dinner.
Okay.
That was fun. It was like, yeah, we'll be fine. But his mom's kind of like a second mom to all of us. So it was kind of like, we get it. I was like, no, we're fine. We're good. We'll walk. It's only like 3 blocks that way. And she's like, no, the news. and then I went on a friggin' rickshaw adventure with friggin'
Aubrey, didn't you? Yeah. I remember that.
So.
All right, so, well, let's backtrack. So possibly IJO, but RJO? Are you doing RJO?
No.
Okay, no. Go to RJO.
If I do, because of how they do them back-to-back.
Yeah.
And what, like, really bothered, and I was, like, trying to explain this to my grandparents, and I know you're on the board now, so, like, maybe you can, like, be like, hey, maybe we should do something a little bit different. What happens for, like, the dual memberships, and I don't know if it's, like, something to do with being a dual member, is, like, they do them, like, back-to-back weekends. You know what I'm saying? And with RJO being what? It's, like, normally, like, a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then it's done. And then IJO is, like, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of, it becomes too much.
Yeah.
And then it's like, but how, why do we need, why, like, why does it need to be so long? Like,
oh.
Why are we like...
Trust me, that will be, I mean, I haven't stepped foot in that thing yet, so I have no idea, but trust me, that is going to be eventually a question that I pose. Because I think of it from multiple aspects. I do think of it from the jeweler's perspective, like, especially the jewel members. I'm like, it doesn't make sense. I mean, quite frankly, even, like, waiting 2 weeks is, it's still, you're going to drain, you're going to slim the herd, if you will. But that should be considered. But more importantly, and this has nothing to, you know, I'm thinking about the vendor side, too. Not me personally, because I can go to both. It's not that, I mean, it's a pain in the ass, but it is what it is. We're big enough that if I only wanted to do one, we could send out a team to one and a team to another. Not a big deal.
Exactly.
But what about, as an example, what about Pansas? They're not big enough that they can send out two different teams.
Yeah. And I get, like, a lot of the small, like, that's what, like, those are their bread and butters.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they make, so they like, do it that way. But, I think of, like, the jewelers. I mean, like, you know, because the reality of it is a lot of jewelers switched or, like, joined, like, RJO mainly because of Stellar.
Right.
So it's not like it's, like, any, like, big competition to them.
Yeah.
So it's one of those, like, they all just join for Stellar and, like, quality gold if you do a lot with quality gold. So it's, like, one of those, but, like back-to-back, it starts to hurt the wallet. And then you do it summertime, and then it's, like, well, JCK is going on. And then you have, like, Centurion and all, like, all of it's, like, back-to-back-to-back. It's, like, holy shit.
Yep. So, okay. Well. I guess I'll be in Arizona in the nice warm weather, and I'll see you in the higher elevation.
Yeah. Well, I hope you have fun in Arizona.
I mean, it should be. I mean, I enjoyed it last year. It's a nice area.
Where is it? Palm Springs?
No, Phoenix. Palm Springs is a California
Phoenix.
Dude.
Yeah, I feel like I've been to Phoenix.
We have been.
Like
IJO was in Phoenix.
Yeah, years ago, right?
Yeah.
Like every, I'm 37, so I had to have been, like, between, like, 13 and, like, 16.
Oh, I don't know if it was that far back, but it could have been.
Yeah.
I would have guessed about 10 years ago.
No.
Okay.
I the memory I have is, like, I was a kid. Like I was still in school and all that stuff.
Okay. All right. I'm not rushing you. I'm just, as I got you on the line, do you know any more info about your customer with the match set and the center stone, the 2-carat.
They came in, Marianne showed it last week,
uh-huh.
And then the guy came in with, like, a bunch of, like, objections. I think if you want them back, I'll just send them back, and if we have to revisit this, we'll revisit it, because he was like, I got to think about it now,
well,
and whatnot. And
let's revisit it on Tuesday. I've got time.
Okay.
All right.
That works.
And
yeah,
then,
in case, because it was, like, one of those, like, well, we can do a lab and do it this way. Like, it turned into a three-stone ring from Costco for, like, $10,000 to a three-stone ring now costing him, like, $38,000.
That would make me rethink.
Yeah, exactly. And so I don't know if he's shopping it or whatnot, you know, but she wants, like, the best of the best, and, you know, I mean, you know how people are. They get, like, funny like that. And once they hear, like, the high price, they don't go, well, is there, like, cheaper options? They don't want to hear the cheaper options, you know?
Gotcha. All right.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Gemprint?
Yes.
All right. Do you use it as a selling feature?
I don't. Gemprint, that was what GN like rolled out like years ago with Serene, right?
Well, I mean, they have it and we have it. So yeah, basically what it is it gives you a light dispersion that each dime disperses light differently. So it's basically like a fingerprint. But if you have the gem print, your end consumer, your customer, can get a discount of up to 10% when they insure it. Just
like
that.
Oh, really?
Yep. So, and it costs.
Okay, I never knew that.
It typically costs, if you were to go to Gemprint and sign up, it's going to cost you $100 to sign up, and then I think it's $15 for every Gemprint. If you go to my website, you can actually, under the banner, you'll see Gemprint. Click on that, and you can sign up for free through us, and you can get for free the Gemprint when you buy our diamond.
Okay.
So what you do, I mean, what it is, and I don't know all the details, but I can get you started. You sign up, it just gives you basic information. But let's, as an example, the emerald cut, that 220 emerald cut that you just sold, you can go in there, you can put in all your customers' information, you'll get the report so that you can give it to them. And then that way, if, like, I don't know, they go on a trip and they have to get the diamond cleaned and then they're worried that maybe they didn't get the right diamond back, you can send the diamond back to us. We can put it in the machine and we can guarantee that, it is the right diamond.
But okay.
It gets them up to 10% off on their insurance, which is just a feature that I guarantee your competition can't offer or doesn't offer.
No, I'm not. My competition's a pawn shop. I'm not.
Okay.
And the way that he operates, like, he doesn't operate like we operate like a jewelry store. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And he's only like he uses Stellar and he uses Quality, but like he's using Little Diamond guys. You know where he's getting. But he does a lot of like buying over the counter. You know, so it's
sure.
not like. You know, I think the only thing ahead of the trend that he's been has been the lab grown diamond stuff.
Got it. Okay.
So.
Well, I mean, it's a potential selling feature that you have at your disposal.
Yeah. No. Of course. And I'm familiar with Gemprint. Back in the day when GN rolled out, when GN rolled it out, this has to be every bit of like 10, 12 years ago. I remember sitting through the spiel at like IJO.
Ah, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had it probably not as long. Well, actually, that's not true. We've had it since 1998, but we recognize, about 15 years ago that they hadn't really perfected it.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of stopped advertising it.
Yeah, of course.
So, but
I don't really see it as a necessarily feature for what we do. You know what I'm saying? Like it's one of those like here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even when it first hit the market, I was like, I don't see it really like it's not going to shake waves.
If you can train your staff to include it in the sales presentation, it's an extra feature and benefit. Okay, so I'll give you a quick example. Would you agree with me that our lifetime trade-in is like huge?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know how many times jewelers utilize that annually?
No.
Okay.
No,
like,
not a lot.
I mean, what was the last time you used it?
I always use it.
Okay. You're
like,
one
as
of,
a selling feature?
Right.
But
I mean, how many times do you have to act upon it? It's not that often.
I haven't yet. No, because I think the only time I would act upon it is that, like, if I'm doing, like, a really big stone. You know what I'm saying?
If it's, like,
a 1-carat 125, like, I could use them in the store.
Are you fucking crazy? If you sell a 50-pointer, do you think that person wants to live with a 50-pointer for their entire life? No, they're going to upgrade it to let them know that, hey, at any time that you want to upgrade this diamond, whether it be for a shape or for a size, just come back to me and I will give you exactly what you paid for it today, whether it be 6 months from now or 6 years from now, you'll get exactly what you put into it, and I'm only requiring you to upgrade by a dollar. That's it. That's a feature, man. That's huge. Whether they use it or not, I mean, my hands are in my air kind of going like, I can't force you to use it, but having the option gives you value. Same thing with the gem print. It might not be something that anybody utilizes. I can't see somebody saying, hey, send this back to your diamond guy to check it, but it fucking sounds great and it gets a discount on the insurance. Whether they utilize it is or not isn't really as important as the fact is you're offering it as a service to them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense.
Okay. So, anyway, I'm not trying to change the way that you do things, but, I mean, it's definitely a tool that if it were, if you took the time to incorporate it in the sales pitch, could definitely, I mean, out of 10 of your customers, it might help persuade one, or maybe it takes, out of 30 customers, it persuades one, but at least it persuaded someone. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't limit yourself just to the big ones. I would do it if it comes with a lab or with a.
Well, what I meant by that, Mick, was like I know like if I'm taking it in on a trade, but I know I sell those a lot. Like those are my like bread and butters. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Well,
so to like send them back for like I can just keep them. I'll give them. I'll do exactly because if they don't sell, I'll just send them back to you to put for something else.
Fair enough. I mean,
yeah.
But like honestly, if you even if it was like a three quarter, you happen to. Okay, hey Mick, I just I was at IJO. We just upped our we just went with the Yumiwee. We just reordered the Yumiwee. I got two three quarter carats, and then someone comes in and wants to trade one. You're like, shit, I already got another one. Why sit on it? That's wasted money.
Yeah, no, that I agree. Hey, I got a question. You don't really deal with colored stones.
It depends on what kind of colored stone and
I have a customer here who has a 1.5 carat radiant cut, it treated color intense pink, GIA lab report and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like what would something like that run on the market?
Okay, yeah, that I wouldn't have easy access to that. Like that honestly
yeah,
that, I don't know who deals with the lab in the can I get something like that? If you were looking for it, yeah, I could put it through the process. I don't want to put three people to work just to give a number, you know?
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, I shot Kyle a message.
Yeah, does Kyle deal with the lab?
Yeah, Kyle deals anything color.
Okay, I didn't know.
I mean,
I send a lot of people to him, so I like Kyle, and I don't look at him as quote-unquote competition, even though we see
he does just fancy colors. I look at Kyle and I just send him really horrible memes. So he's probably sick of my shit right now because I sent him a bunch and he hasn't opened them. All right, never mind then. All right,
no, man. That's okay. All right, man. All right, have a great afternoon.
You too, Mick.
All right, bye.